Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee to order. We have minutes to approve?
Yep.
Okay, minutes to approve. Representative Johnson moves the minutes. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. Minutes are adopted. Members, we've got a list of trail issues that we want to go through today and get those taken care of. I know that the chamber event is tonight, and we want to get moving and get to that. So first, we'll start with House File 2528. It's a Hackbarth bill. It's the David Dill Memorial Trail established. And Doug, if you want to come forward and say a few words, and bring anybody with you right now that wants to speak to this issue. Anybody that wants to come up, please come forward. Judy? Welcome to the committee. State your name and who you represent for the record.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. My name is Doug Franzen. I'm an attorney lobbyist representing the Minnesota United Snowmobilers Association. And I am here to speak in support of this legislation. It's very straightforward legislation. It's to honor one of your colleagues, the late Representative David Dill, who was a great champion of all outdoor recreation, motorized and non-motorized. And we think his legislative career, his life, certainly qualifies him for this honor. What we are talking about is taking existing state and a portion of Grant and Aid Trail that really traverses Representative Eklund's district from International Falls to the end of it, which would be at the C.J. Ramstead Arrowhead Trail. It would start at International Falls, go to Tower, go to Ely, cut south of the Boundary Waters, and again end up near the North Shore. There would be some cost of signage, and this bill accommodates this, taking funds, $10,000, out of each of the ATV and snowmobile dedicated accounts. So ultimately, it's we, the users, who will be paying for the signage. There is no other cost to the state of Minnesota. These are multi-use trails. Some are only snowmobile in the winter, bicycle in the summer. Others permit other recreational vehicles. I've been authorized by our good friend Ray Bone to speak, say all motorized recreation groups support this. And, Mr. Chair, I do have a map if anyone's unfamiliar with the Iron Range. Oh, you have it there.
Okay.
Well, thank you. It's a fairly straightforward bill, and I would stand for any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Questions? Representative Considine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. How long is the trail?
Gracious.
Mr. Branson?
You don't have to be exact. I was just kind of curious as to...
I'd say a couple hundred miles.
Oh, my. That's a long one. Okay. Thank you.
Things get big up there.
Welcome to the committee. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Judy Erickson, and I represent the Cook County Chamber of Commerce and the Gitche-Gami Trail Association. And I just want to take a minute and just say thank you, Representative Hackbarth, and others for this bill. I think it's a perfect way to honor former Representative Dill's efforts and work in so many ways across northern Minnesota. And I worked with him on a lot of different issues, and he was always very gracious, and he worked very hard, and I don't know what more I can say, but I could say a lot. But thank you for this bill, and our organizations do support it.
Very good. Thank you. Questions, members? Seeing no further discussion, this bill will have to go to the Environment Finance Committee, Representative McNamara's committee. All those in favor of the bill signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. House File 2585 is passed and sent to the Environment Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is House File 2460, and this is a Hackbarth bill. And let's see, Mr. Potter, would you like to come forward to speak to the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Bring some other folks with you if you like.
Mr. Chair, I think you...
Representative Hertos.
Thank you. I think you made a motion saying 2585. I think the bill number was 2528.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2528, correct. I'm sorry.
All right.
Ms. Volk, you had that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Sorry. Thank you for that. Welcome to the committee. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Ron Potter. I represent the Prospector Trail Alliance Group.
Thank you. Maybe you can present our bill.
Certainly. Mr. Chair, committee, this bill is a ATV motorcycle and truck trail that is in St. Louis and Lake County. It's about 280 miles total. There's 240 of it that's the Prospector Loop, and then there's another 40 miles that's part of this Taconite State Trail. This is something we've been working on for probably the last 2 years. We formed an alliance that has members from the four communities of Ely, Babbitt, Embarrass, and Tower and Sedan. And this trail connects those communities as well as connects down to the Lake County Regional Trail and to the North Shore. We've been meeting with the DNR, Lake County, St. Louis County, and the U.S. Forest Service, and we have discussed the alignment. We have determined an alignment. Last fall, we completed the wetland delineation on this project, and we are currently involved in an EAW on the project. Forest Service is also in the process of completing the NEPA document that's necessary for the one segment on Forest Service land that wasn't done yet. So we should be done with our EAW by July or August and ready to move forward with this project. I also have with me the land commissioner from Lake County to speak about the project. Lake County is our sponsor on this project.
Thank you. Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
My name is Nate Ide. I'm representing Lake County. I'm the land commissioner. Lake County has a goal of being being known for their trails, and they want to be a trail destination. And this project certainly moves Lake County towards that in a big way. And not only does it provide access to all the communities in St. Louis County, but it also provides access to the communities along the North Shore, Two Harbors, Silver Bay, Beaver Bay, and it connects into a trail that we recently completed last year, the Lake County Regional Trail. So it certainly enhances our trail system, and it also provides access to all of the communities in Lake County.
Thank you. Any other testifiers want to come forward and say a few words? Welcome to the committee. Please state your name and who you represent.
Thank you. My name is George Radke. I'm the president of the All-Terrain Vehicle Association of Minnesota, and really all I wanted to say is that we're here today in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Please state your name.
Karen Umfus, Amateur Riders Motorcycle Association. We're District 23 of the American Motorcyclist Association. And like George, I'm going to keep it short. This is an awesome opportunity to connect a lot of trails and to make this area a destination for off-white motorcycles. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan?
Mr. Chair and members, Dan Larson, representing the Minnesota Four-Wheel Drive Association. Thank you for this bill, and thank you for the opportunity. The off-road vehicles, the Minnesota Four-Wheel Drive and the off-road vehicles are maybe the last leg of the OHVs that you think about, but we're a growing organization. This is a group where there is a lot of recreational interest. We have, as the letter indicates that you see before you, we currently have 15 projects on the drawing board. So we have a lot of anticipated unmet needs for trails. And this project is a very good one, and I'm here today to speak in favor and in support. We're looking at this in two ways. Number one, we've got we're very excited about a trail that'll that'll take us a touring trail across the state from Lake Superior to the boundary of Minnesota at North Dakota. We're calling it the border-to-border trail, and this is going to provide us, the prospector will be able to provide us a link to the Vermilion campground for off-road vehicles. So that's the first phase. And then its second phase of Prospector, we're looking at a lot of opportunities for our recreational activity. So very much in support of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any questions? Questions on the bill? Members, in your packet, you'll see a packet of support from all the different townships and cities along the route. It's very, very popular in that area. This is something, this is really the, and maybe Mr. Potter can speak to this as well. I think this is probably the most aggressive and most important trail development bill for motorized recreation probably since we did Gilbert. And I think this is a big move in the right direction. And we have Ron Potter to thank for that. He's put this all together, and I think it's very, very important that we do this. Any other questions, members? Representative Keel.
Thank you, Chair Hackworth. I just wanted to point out that I really appreciated the opportunity to enjoy the Gilbert Mine and the tour that we did this summer, and to really visualize how beautiful it was, and what an opportunity for Minnesotans to enjoy not only ATVing but Minnesota. So
well,
it was
and
a wonderful
for
time.
Bringing that up, Representative Keel. I failed to mention at the beginning of this hearing some of the things that we did during the interim, and we did take a tour of the Iron Range. Everybody from the committee was invited, and we did tour of the mines. We rode ATVs at the Gilbert Off-Road Recreational Area, and we had a great time. We were there for a few days, did a lot of different things. One of the great things that we did, I think, was flying over the entire Iron Range. We rented some planes, and we flew over from one end, from Esther Steel, all the way to the other end and all the way back. And it was very, very, very educational for the committee, and I'm sure glad that we did it. So if you ever have any questions about our tour, please don't hesitate to ask. So with that, any last words, Mr. Potter?
No, Mr. Chair. Okay. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome, and we look forward to hearing from you again before Representative McNamara's committee and maybe even the bonding committee. So I will move House File 2460 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion to prevail. The bill is passed. Thank you. Next on the agenda, House File 2382, Baker. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. It's a privilege to be here today. It is my great... honor to kind of talk about what I think is a fabulous trail that I want to present today called the Glacial Lakes Bike Trail.
I'm going to move House File 2382 to get the bill before us. Okay, I'm sorry. Please
Thank
proceed.
You, Chair. Thank you. All right. And I think you have a map of this Glacial Lakes Trail as well. It will be something in our area that will be extremely helpful for our quality of life. Sibley State Park is one of the highest visited parks in Minnesota. New London, Minnesota is a wonderful small town that has amazing shopping districts. It has a beautiful creek that runs downtown. Lots of renovations have taken place lately. They have the school right in downtown area. And so this trail will run approximately 4 to 5 miles from New London over to Sibley State Park. What's unique about this is the state has been seeing this, and the DNR has had this on its radar for a number of years. Asking the DNR, it's about a number one, number two priority for their new construction projects. We're looking for just over $2 million for this project. What's unique about this timing is currently we have a TAP grant that's been awarded in 2015 for $305,000, which will be sunsetted if we don't use it in 2018. And in 2014, the bond appropriation was 1.3, so we are actively seeking and currently getting right-of-ways, acquisitions for land. Everything is coming together very well for this. And with Highway 71, as you'll see on the left side of that map, Highway 71 is being completely reconstructed in 2017 as well. With this bike trail, there's a tunnel. Because of the high volume of traffic on 71, the tunnel is in perfect timing of having this put under 71 at that time. So our hope is that we get support for this. This is a timing that we can get some federal TAP money here, and our community is very excited about this, and would appreciate your support today, Mr. Chair and members.
Do you have any other testifiers, Representative Baker?
I do not today.
Okay. Any questions? Representative Considine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did I hear you right? It's a bicycle trail? Okay.
That is great.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? The Chair renews his motion that House File 2382 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. The bill is passed on to Environment Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Members. Thank you.
Representative Halsman. Representative Houseman, Representative McNamara moves House File 2610 to bring the bill before us. Please explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And the gentleman who brought this to me is in Florida, and he was going to see if he could find some of the other local people to come down. If they're in the audience, I would invite them forward. Otherwise, I'll just very briefly describe this to you. And I believe in your packets you should have a Heartland Spur fact sheet and maps so that you can quickly see that. The bonding proposal requests one amount to connect the Heartland and Itasca State Park trails, and the other one is develops a strategic parcel of land for a trailhead. Just to put it in context, Itasca State Park has over 500,000 visitors annually. The spur would connect the major tourism areas of Park Rapids, Itasca, Bemidji, Cass Lake, Walker, and Brainerd, as well as more than a dozen smaller towns. And the spur has the support of nearby towns and chambers. So one bill does the trailhead, and the other one makes the connection. And the idea is to connect the Heartland with Itasca State Park. You see, that's kind of the last loop that links all sorts of things, a circular route that I think is something like 200 miles.
Okay, very good. Representative Russo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've personally used both the trails at Lake Itasca State Park and the Heartland Trail with my family, and I can attest to the fact that, you know, I stopped in Mavis and had lunch, and I wouldn't have had occasion to be in the town otherwise, so it definitely brings people in. And my family's in that area every year, and the bicycle trails are a real amenity. So if we can connect them up, we kind of leverage the investment we've made so far and increase the access people can have. So,
thank you, Representative Russo. And the same is true of the Prospector Trail that we were talking about earlier. That's kind of what that's all about, same concept. Any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, Representative McNamara renews his motion that House File 2610 be re-referred to his Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now, Representative Houseman, we're going to have to move your 2446 as well, and that's similar. You spoke to it already.
One is the trailhead, one is the connection.
Representative McNamara moves House File 2446. To be re-referred to his committee. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Corning.
2584 next.
2584 is next.
Can I move that one? I used to fish off that bridge.
Very good. Representative Cornish moves House File 2584 to bring the bill before us. Representative Purcell.
Didn't have a sign, no
to your bill, Representative Purcell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'll be brief. I've got a couple of folks testify today.
Great.
And we'll try and keep it short. And there's plenty of paper to go around. I don't know if you all have the handout. We have paperwork to keep our paper industry alive and well up in northern Minnesota.
That's what we want to do.
This Popple River Recreation Bridge is it does a couple of things for the town of Squaw Lake and the trail using community, and because there's a significant safety issue involved here as well. Things congest on Highway 46. There's a bridge across the Popple River, thus the name of this trail bridge and the name of the bill, I guess. And so I'm going to let the testifiers talk a little bit more about that, and I'll answer questions as I need to. So,
please state your name and who you represent for the record.
I'm Garrett Osides, County
Land. Please speak in the microphone.
Come over here, Garrett.
Oh.
I'm Garrett Osides, County Land Commissioner, representing Itasca County. Sarah Thompson is listed as our Forest Recreation Specialist, but was unable to attend today, but is part of our team. I'm going to have this PowerPoint, and then there's an additional packet of letters of support. I'll just go through it very quickly.
Very quickly. We're limited on our time today.
Project location is the city of Squaw Lake on Trunk Highway 46, 25 miles north of Deer River. It lies within the Chippewa National Forest and the Leech Lake Reservation boundary. The Phase 2 part of this trail is listed on page 3, and on the bottom of that aerial photo you see the end of phase 1 where that part has been committed and will start being built in July of 2016, and that length of trail is listed on page 4. Page 5 is a view of with a blue arrow showing where the separate multi-use recreation bridge would go. Note the narrow sidewalk on the highway bridge. This is a bottleneck here, and this is a trail, bridge and trail that connects within Squaw Lake, but also with a larger 150-mile ATV trail system that is in, and signs are up, and it's a grant-made trail. So this is a connector issue here, and we've been working with a lot of different people on there with their concerns to make this all work. Project partners are listed on page 6, and the letter of support packet shows quite a few there. I want to bring particular attention to the proclamation by the city of Squaw Lake and the dedication of the theme of building bridges to their 75th celebration this year, and the different units of government, Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, working together to on a theme of neighbors helping neighbors. So it's more than building a bridge here. Maintenance commitments are there on page 7. The city and the tribal office, ATV club, ultimately Itasca County's local government unit that is the sponsor. Public safety, currently pedestrians are using Trunk Highway 46 shoulder and the Trunk Highway bridge. Trunk Highway 46 highway bridge is a bottleneck for all traffic. Public safety is of high concern. Leech Lake requests safe passage for their residents to get to the general store and to neighbors, and that, and Art will talk more about that. Economic impact to the local businesses, as well as all the people that are employed there by those businesses. A big goal was to protect the visual quality of the right-of-way there, which, so that includes with the paved trail and the ATV, this multi-use corridor trail through Squaw Lake and fulfilling all these different values that people wanted. I said before, it's part of a bigger picture of the 150-mile trail that extends beyond, connects into Cooch County, the Paul Bunyan Trail, and over into Beltrami County.
So the Squaw Lake Multi-Use Corridor Trail is a critical connector trail for the entire system. Page 12 shows the map that has the routes that are already in the grant and aid system, and we show our bottlenecks and connections that we are working on. Potential funding sources are requested but not secured. Again, we are requesting $385,000 from capital bonding, which is approximately half of phase two and one-third of the total phase one and phase two together. So I'll leave that. The phase one was federal funding and Leech Lake Tribal Council totaling up to $365,000. And again, that is awarded and will be built in July. And I'll just, this has been desired by the community for many years. So for the public safety is a big part of it, but now also for the big connection for the ATV trail system as well.
Very good. Would you like to state your name and who you represent for the record?
My name is Art Chase, and I represent Leech Lake Travel Roads, and I work for the Leech Lake Reservation. The main goal is for us is safety. About a year ago, we had a person walking on the Popple Bridge that got run over and killed. So my main goal is to make the pedestrian bridge safer, and also phase one and phase two of the project. I've been working with Garrett from Land Commissioner for the last couple of years, and when this person got killed on a bridge, it was time to do something about it. So I'm here just to say that I support this bonding bill for the bridge, and I hope it goes through.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner, maybe you can tell me, the bridge is multi-use, allows for ATVs to cross the bridge as well.
Yes.
Just wanted to clarify. Yeah, thank you. Questions, member? Representative Cornish.
Oh, real quickly, it's a great project. The tribal reservation kids like to fish underneath that bridge, and it is a real traffic problem. And the fishing is so good. My daughter and I, when I was a game wardener for 20 years, I took her out in that river, and we started going up to check fishermen, and somebody came off the lake, and they went by us, and my daughter says, "Daddy, they're throwing fish out of the boat." And he recognized that was a game warden. They were throwing northerns out of both sides of the boat. I finally caught them, and then they had another freezer full right up in Leno's Resort up there.
Can I say something else on that line, kind of line right there? We built three other trails, multi-use trails for pedestrians in Leech Lake Reservation. And I guarantee you, these trails are working. It's keeping people off the roads, and it's saving lives. It really is.
Good project. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? Representative Cornish renews his motion that House File 2584 be re-referred to the Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. Bill's moved on to Environment Finance.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, members, folks, for coming in. Next on the agenda is House File 2566. Representative Yerusso moves House File 2566. The recommended passing be re-referred to the Environment Finance Committee. Representative Yerusso.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is we'll let the gentleman to my left explain the details of this, but this is a trail in the vicinity of Tower and Embarrass, and one of the reasons I'm very happy to carry this, my mother was from Embarrass, and as a mother myself, I would have very much appreciated if we'd had these trails completed back when my son was 17 and biked from Shoreview to Fort Francis by way of Embarrass.
Thank you.
Please state your name and who you represent for the record.
My name is Gary Cervenek, Mr. Chairman, and I represent the St. Louis and Lake County Regional Railroad Authority, which is the sponsor of the Mesaba Trail. And thank you for taking a few minutes to talk about this important trail that runs from the Mississippi to the Boundary Waters. And Mr. Chairman, many members know that you've had a long history of supporting funding for the Mesaba Trail. It started in 1994, and we've been building it piece by piece on the way from Grand Rapids all the way up to Ely, The map in front of you, if you open it up, shows the sections in red that are done. In the upper right-hand side between Embarrass and Tower is the section of trail that we're trying to get done at this time. And I think there's a couple things that you should know about the trail that we're pretty proud of. Number one is the entire acquisition cost so far for the 130 miles that we are completed or under construction, our entire acquisition costs for land have been $40,000 only. We've never used eminent domain. We've done it by cooperating with landowners and getting easements. And so I think we've done a very efficient job of doing it. We have a very small staff, and we have the lowest cost per mile of trail in the state of Minnesota. And so I think for the taxpayers' money, we're doing a pretty efficient job. And this is just a continuation of building the trail. So we have a good signature trail connecting the 28 communities, starting in Grand Rapids on the west and going up to Ely. So with that, with respect to your time, I'll stand for any questions if anybody has any.
Questions, members? Any questions? Anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Representative Russo, motion that House File 2566 be referred to the Committee on Environment Finance. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion prevails. Member, before we adjourn, Pages, would you like to announce, are you going to be our permanent Pages for this committee? Maybe you'd like to stand up and introduce yourselves.
My name is Allison
Robo. I'm sorry, what was the first name?
Allison.
Allison, welcome.
Roberta.
Roberta, welcome to the Mining and Outdoor Recreation Committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to working with you for the duration of this session. Thank you for being here. Anything else before the committee? Any announcements, anything? Mr. Leaf, do you have anything to say? Would you like to come forward? Do you have anything? Chicken? Okay. Meeting adjourned.